Today on Barca Talk.
At what point do you kind of just say, okay, Messi, you got to start doing something different because this is not working anymore?
Gabriel and Craig reviewed FC Barcelona's Champions League win over Dynamo Kiev in depth on our Patreon feed. Among several topics they covered, they got into how much Messi has been walking and how little he's been scoring. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson in Buffalo, New York. Today on the Patreon feed, our members got a full-length episode, about 52 minutes long, talking about Wednesday's win for Barca against Dynamo Kiev in the Champions League, featuring Gabriel in Madrid and Craig in the UK. The two of them also responded to several questions from our patrons. You know, we put out a fresh episode every Monday here on the public feed, but on Patreon there is a wealth of additional content. You can watch Barca Talk Cafe on Thursdays, where Gabriel talks with Mariana Guzman in Barcelona about the Barca news and talk around Spain, and then another podcast episode every Friday featuring various members of our team. You can become a patron, enjoy all of that additional content, and get in on the conversation by following the link to our Patreon page in the description of this episode. Now, here's a segment from this Friday episode. This was part of the Champions League match review, but it's a topic that's been around for a little while and will continue to be something the fans are talking about, I think. So without further ado, here's Gabriel and Craig.
The big thing that happened today after the match last night, Craig, was these images and videos of Messi walking and so forth. And, you know, this has been a big thing on Twitter, on Barca Twitter today. Again, it's one of those issues that I think going forward is going to be a bigger issue if he does not find his goal streak, because it's one of those things is, yes, before he was able to walk, but he was able to compensate for the enormous amount of assists and goals that he was able to do. So you obviously you take that, you know, 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
But now what's happening is, since we are not pressing like we're not used to, obviously he's walking more. He's not converting on the goals. He's not assisting and doing free kicks. Now, at what point do you kind of just say, okay, Messi, you got to start doing something different because this is not working anymore?
This is a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one.
I don't think the walking is necessarily news.
No.
I don't know what the coverage is like in the States, and I don't know what the coverage is like regularly in Spain. Obviously, when I've visited Barcelona for football, it's never really been brought up. But in the UK, if you ever watch a Barcelona match in the UK, the coverage will always, at some point, I guarantee, they'll do two things. One, we'll call him the little magician, which I hate. And it's massively, massively patronizing. And two, they will say, well, if you look at Messi, he spends most of his time walking. Like it's almost like the go-to default position for British commentators. So I don't think that's news. And I think it goes back to the point that we raised last week, which is if Messi's walking, but he's scoring, no one cares. If he's in the hoof, that's UK slang. If he's upset and he's scoring, no one cares. If he's a captain who doesn't speak, but he's scoring, no one cares. The issue that we've got, it's like anything. All of the things that we make allowances for, and that's the same. I mentioned it last week about other jobs. If you have an employee and you know what, their personal hygiene's horrible, they turn up late for work every day, they take 2 hours instead of 1 hour for lunch, but they're your highest performing salesperson, you will let that person carry on until they don't hit their sales number, and you'll say, oh yeah, by the way, turn up on time for work, you stink, get a shower, etc. And Messi is just having the football equivalent of that. If he starts scoring goals again, people stop talking about him walking
and
sulking. And this, and I think that's where we are with it, is that, you know, Messi is in Messi terms, a slump. And I just think I'm not going to say it's a non-story because it is a story, but I think we have to be very careful that we don't become fickle in our opinions, in my belief. And because he's been doing all of these things for many, many, many years. It's only because we're not getting the end result. So I get it, but my personal opinion is, if you weren't whinging about it 5 years ago, you can't whinge now because it's the same thing. You need to whinge about his end product, not about the other things.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, like today in the sports show, they spent about 5 to 6 minutes about it, and it was more about, you know, obviously, like you said, it's not something that's new per se, but it's now that it's like, okay, he's walking, he's not defending, like. You know, he never really did, but now it's like all of a sudden all these things that are creating a hole in our system, essentially. And that's just my thing, right? I mean, that's just my whole thing. Is like, I remember when I used to play basketball and I was a number two guard. So I was like a good mm-hmm. 3-point shooter and so forth. And I remember like, if I could not hit the first three shots and I didn't feel like I had it in, I was like, I'm just going to focus on defense. And I would just like try to play defense and try to get my energy on that end and then maybe make a layup and then maybe get that confidence back, you know? Yeah. And I feel that I'm not saying Messi has to do that, but you know, I want him to kind of do the little things again, just to maybe that'll help him get back, you know, plugged into the game more, a little bit more. But again, I still feel that there's a big disconnect when he's playing, because again, the way the passing is in the attacking third and so forth, you can just see that it's, you know, either the pass is behind or they don't pass it back to him or he shoots too early. Like, it's just, he's completely off with his teammates. And
I get that. Let me ask you two questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Number one, so if he scores, the keeper made an incredible save. Messi shot from the left-hand side of the six-yard box. The keeper tipped it around the post. An amazing save. If that normally, I reckon that goes in, and the keeper had a phenomenal save from a free kick, or did it hit the crossbar? I think it was a save, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Top left corner. Hypothetically, if he scores them two and scores a hat trick, would your mind be at ease any? And second question, if we both agree, because I think we do, that the issue, one of the big issues now is that he's walking, but he's not scoring, whereas he used to walk but score. Where is the line? How many goals a season does he need to score before it changes from Messi is walking to preserve energy, what a clever athlete, which is what it has been for the last decade, to Messi is walking because he's lazy? Is it 20 a season, 30 a season, 15 a season?
No, that's a good point. I would have felt a little bit more at ease if he would have hit the free kick only. But again, we're talking about 8 games now, or more than that, 10 games now, where we can't always say it's unlucky. It's the keeper making the save. It's just the conversion of what's happening right now. Sure. So, and like your second question, I think for me, again, it's just over 15 goals. But I'm just, you know, I guess I'm kind of, you know, it's really hard for me because obviously I know the past and the history and all that stuff with Messi and so forth. And obviously he's my favorite player of all time. I just find it that I cannot see like why you wouldn't just put some more energy into the game of doing other little things. And I know he's doing a lot in the midfield and doing all the passing, but again, it's just kind of the body language of it for me that I see. Right.
And I get it.
Yeah. And the other thing too, real quick, the coach too is like, I want to see Messi miss a game and rest up. Like, he does not have to play every match, you know? So I would rather have him play 4 games and rest 1 and then play those 4 games at like 80% than the 5 games at 60, you know? 100%. Those are that I'm preserving him for the long term.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you another 2 questions. Sorry. So
right,
I'm aware that and at the minute I am just playing devil's advocate. I'm just trying to.
Sure.
So the 2 questions I would have is, you said that, you know, I'd be comfortable at 15 goals. So if Griezmann gets 15 goals, can he walk?
Yes.
And the second question I was going to say, and you just highlighted it there, is so Messi's 33. He had injury problems when he was younger, and I feel like there's some very specific things that's keeping him. His diet, he's managing his body in a certain manner. So, and I think he's got to be mindful of that. And that was going to be my point. How much can a 33-year-old who is playing 90 minutes every week, twice a week, consistently, how often can he, you know, let me rephrase that. How much more can he do without straining into the territory where, instead of him being allowed to miss a game, he's actually ran to the point he pulls a muscle and he's out for 3 months. So I think some of it is obviously a hangover to what's happened in the summer. I get that. Yeah. I think some of it is just, this is how Messi's been for a decade, but we had the goals.
Yeah.
I think some of it is, as you say, and it's right, why on earth is Messi playing 90 minutes every week? Crackers. If we rely on Messi 90 minutes every game, we need to completely realign where our goals are. And I'm not being melodramatic there. If we are one player away from not competing for the competitions we want, we've got bigger issues. And I think there's a lot of factors, and I actually think the littlest factor here is, has Messi given up? I think that's the weakest one, and I think that's what the Spanish angle is at the minute.
I don't see it.
I think the other ones are more so. And I genuinely think if he goes on a run, and I get what you're saying, it's not going to be luck every week. I'm completely with you, and I'm not saying it is. You know, if he goes on a run and he scores 5 goals in the next 3 games, you won't find a headline that says, why is Messi walking? Yeah. It just won't happen.
For sure. I mean, like, for like example, last night, like, I would have been perfectly happy to see Messi take the bench last night.
100%.
You know?
100%.
And exactly. And seeing Trincao starting, you know?
Yeah.
I think the dynamism that we would have had in the attacking front would have been more exciting because, I mean, I tweeted this, Craig. How many times yesterday on our counters did we start fast, find Messi, go left, Alba, no shot? Like, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times, right?
Yeah.
And I think if Messi doesn't play last night, I'm just talking about thinking of the sports management part of this, right? Like, just preserving him. If we had Pedri in the middle, Trincao, do we just go coast to coast on 2 of those counters? And maybe we get something, a clear shot on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that to me is more exciting right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I agree. And, you know, the other one would be, you know, Brathwaite. Why, instead of bringing Brathwaite on when we're either losing or it's 5 minutes towards the end, you know, start him yesterday. And you know what? If it's not going well at 45 minutes, make some changes. But Puig could have had a chance yesterday. Alenya could have had a chance yesterday.
Yeah.
Brathwaite could have. And, you know, we could argue this is to give people a chance. Let's spin it. Let's see how good they are. And say, what you're saying to Martin Brathwaite then is, if you can't do it for us against Dynamo Kiev's youth, what makes you think you can do it in our first team? And put some, you know, give some people a cuddle, Ricky Puig, give him a chance, let him go and express himself, no pressure. That's where he is in his career. Martin Brathwaite, it's the same principle, it's a different conversation. Go and show me you've got something here. You need to score here because you want to be in this team. You want to be around this club. If we can't do it, and I'm with you, if we can't do it in these games, you've got to question when we will be able to, because we're in a title race this year.
Again, you can become a patron, listen to full Friday episodes, and get even more Barca content from Spain by following the link in the description for this episode. Barca Talk is a production of Sounded Media, with social media and promotion by 2.0 and part of the Blaugrana Gram podcast network.